This is a ward with 19 beds that was operational just a couple of years ago, that is lying empty, that has, as I said, the capacity for 19 beds. And the sin of all of this here is that last year there were 4,889 people from Donegal lying on trolleys in that hospital. That's on average 19 persons every single day on hospital trolleys, many of them in pain, many of them in severe distress, many of them with no dignity in relation to being treated, you know, on a hospital corridor, and sometimes very important and sensitive personal information having to be relayed in earshot of others. And that's not the fault of anybody in the hospital, because the staff have to work in those conditions. And while 19 patients every single day on average last year were on trolleys in that hospital, just metres away was a ward with 19 beds that is closed. And what we're saying, myself and Padraig have been raising this relentlessly with the government. I've raised it again just last week with the Taoiseach. We've been raising it with the Minister for Health. We're now asking the public to get behind it. So we've launched today an online petition, and we're asking you, in the comfort of your own home, think about the person who's lying on the trolley here in Letterkenny this morning, or that will be tomorrow morning. Sign the petition. If you're out and about and you see our activists on the main street or in the shopping centres with the hardline petitions, with the paper kind of version of the petitions, sign the petition. And the idea here is to get a mass number of people behind this campaign, demanding action, demanding that the HSE and the government do what the hospital management has been calling on them to do since June of last year, which is to provide the necessary funding, €1.8 million, that will recruit the 17 additional nurses, the 6 care assistants, and the 4 other staff members that will allow for these 19 beds to be utilised.
So, Lachlan, you've spoken to Seltha about this, you've spoken to hospital management about this, and one of the points that has been raised is that that this room has been used for something else and it would take a lot of effort to recommission it. Now, the answer you're getting from Seltha is actually no, the effort isn't necessarily going to be huge, and if the resources are made available, they can move quite quickly.
Yeah, the situation is that, you know, early last year, the hospital management applied to government, to Seltha, to reopen this ward. They put in place the funding, costings, and made the case. And what they were saying, you know, over a year ago, was that, you know, we need this to avoid the trolley crisis that is going to grow and that is going to feed into this winter. And they were ignored. And not only this was the winter initiative, but now we know the trolley crisis is no longer, you know, in around the winter time in Letterkenny. It's all year round, the crisis in the hospital. So they were turned down, and what happened then in recent times was they had this space lying empty, so they have temporarily used it for administrative purposes, but they have made it clear to us, the hospital management, that should the funding be forthcoming, they can turn it around. There's a bit of capital works that you'd have to do anyway in these wards to make them safe in terms of health grounds, and then you have recruitment of staff, so there's no problem. Once the money's allocated, they can reopen the short stay ward and it'll be used to take the pressure off accident and emergency ward and to, you know, obviously get people off trolleys.
Piers Doherty, over the past year, slightly longer, a phrase we've heard time and again is full capacity protocol. Yeah. And 2 years ago, people barely knew what a full capacity protocol was. Now the phrase just rolls off the tongue. It's been used so often.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's probably meaningless now because it's now the norm, where you've got that full capacity protocol, which, you know, when it was envisaged first, it was where there was a major incident, a major pile-up on a road, and you had to and bring together all of the services and create that full capacity protocol. Now it's just normal, and this is the problem. This is a government, in our view, that is normalising a health crisis, and we refuse to accept that. We refuse to accept the fact that every single day that we have to have 19 patients on trolleys. Like myself and Padraig McLaughlin, we're privileged in the role that we have as public representative, but we also hear the stories. We hear the daughters and the sons, we hear the wives and the husbands phoning us, sometimes in tears, about how their loved one is being treated, and it's not being treated by the nurses or the doctors, because they can only speak highly enough. They can't speak highly enough of that type of support, but it's how the system is treating them, how the fact that two nights in a row that somebody has to lie in on a hospital trolley or on a hard chair. And, you know, this is even without, because while this has been discussed a lot about the 19 beds, I think when, you know, our campaign is very, very simple. There's 19 people every night on trolleys or every day on trolleys. There's 19 beds lying empty. Like, this is, my 6-year-old son can figure this one out. The government tells us that it's not an issue of money. Of course it's an issue of money. The HSE tell us very clearly that they can, that this ward can be opened, that they believe that they will have no difficulty recruiting the additional staff in, and what they need is the sanction. And for 13 months we have been waiting that sanction. It's not been given. We've raised it at the most highest levels, from the Taoiseach to the minister to the junior ministers, to other ministers who represent this county, and still nothing is happening, and still more and more patients have to lie in hospital trolleys. So this now needs people power. This needs people to become outraged, to become shocked, to do what they did before when they demanded cancer services in the county. And the first step in this here is to sign a petition. And we're saying to people, we've launched this because myself and Padraig met with senior people, very senior people in the hospital a number of years ago, and they told us very clearly, and I can remember the words they used, this is folks, this hospital has been kept together by elastic bands.
Padraig McGonagall,
one by one, they're about to snap, and that's what we're seeing.
Can I just put it to you that there's been very much political unity on this particular issue. All parties, Charlie McConnell, everybody has raised this issue in the Dáil, in the Seanad. There has been unity, and there has been a joint sense of purpose among all politicians of all parties. Is there a risk that by Sinn Féin running this petition and this campaign, that Sinn Féin is potentially seen as politicising something which up to now hasn't been a political football in Donegal?
No, we have a responsibility to the over 20,000 people who vote for Sinn Féin in this county to represent them properly. And we have waited patiently for over a year. We've tried every possible reasonable effort to get 1.8 million. You know, it stares you in the face to reopen the short stay ward, take the pressure off the trolley crisis. And unfortunately, our people haven't been heard. So we have a responsibility as a political party to organise and give people the opportunity to get behind it. We hope that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who, you know, are sharing power, will do what's right and get the money.
But you mentioned the cancer campaign. Perhaps the difference between the cancer campaign and this in this instance is when a petition for the cancer campaign was signed, it was 12 years ago now, around about 2006, the letters on the top of the page were DACC, Donegal Action for Cancer Care. It was seen as a wide-ranging campaign. Now the letters people see on top of that sheet will be SF. And that will potentially mean that some people who otherwise would support it possibly won't because of their own personal political beliefs.
Well, I would make it clear today to anybody listening today, you know, who wants to sign that petition, who agrees with it, you're not endorsing or voting for Sinn Féin. You're backing a campaign, you know, on behalf of the people of this county to get our 19-bed short stay award opened. People ask me, you know, what are you doing? You know, what have you done with your time in politics? Myself and Piers Doherty have to answer, and every Sinn Féin member has to answer. So we've decided collectively we're setting up this campaign. We're giving people a vehicle in which to, you know, to demonstrate the scale of anger in this county about what's happening, and hopefully it'll be successful. And you know, Sinn Féin recently supported the Still Waiting campaign. It's a cross-party campaign in Letterkenny. We have proven again and again that we will work, be it for Donegal Action for Cancer Care. We'll put on the county jersey, but on this initiative, we've decided to take leadership on it, and hopefully we can get the responses needed.
And finally, Piers Doherty, how can people access this petition should they choose to sign it?
Well, first of all, it's available on our Facebook pages. Not only is there a petition, but we're also bringing forward information videos so that we're trying to get, so that we can show people how to join the dots in terms of the crisis in A&E, the fact that the ward is lying empty. There will be posters, there will be physical petitions out on the streets as well. And the key message here is, and as I said at the very start, this is an appeal to the public. We want the public to take complete ownership of this here. Run your own, do your own petitions, do your whatever. This has to be done on behalf of the people of Donegal. Every decision, though, is political. Unfortunately, it is. Like, I'm finance spokesperson. I know 1.8 million is needed to open this. It can't be given out of thin air. It won't be magic beans. We have Fine Gael telling us we don't need extra money spent in this year's budget, that there's 900 million that they don't need to spend. We have Fianna Fáil telling us the same thing. Unfortunately, this is a political decision. It's very easy to sign the petition, but I'm asking people, particularly those in influence who support this government or who are in this government, to actually ensure that we have this money here. And I think that what we need to do that, to push those politicians, is we need massive public momentum. So take ownership of this, sign the petition, do your own thing. You can write letters, you can you know, send an email to your public representatives. You can write a piece into the paper. You can phone your own show. Just get active, because there's a lot of people out there who are not in a position to get active. People who are on trolleys, people who've just come back out of hospital, and we need to act on their behalf.